The Healthcare Association of New York State advocates in Albany and Washington on behalf of hospitals and healthcare providers across the state. University of Vermont Health Network, Champlain Valley Physicians Hospital President and CEO Stevens Mundy has been named board chair of the association. It is the first time anyone from Clinton, Essex, or Franklin counties in northern New York has been appointed to the position. Mundy says one of his key priorities is DSRIP, New York's Medicaid restructuring program.
And that's redesigning our health care into a more progressive population-based versus fee-for-service world. And I think that's probably one of our biggest opportunities for improving the care that's delivered to all the people in New York. And it's also one of the biggest risk. Anytime you have a big opportunity like that, there's a corollary risk, and we need to make sure we maximize the opportunity and mitigate any risk that's out there.
You are the first chair of HANES that comes from northern New York, Clinton, Franklin, and Essex counties. Do you think that you can bring unique or different perspectives and maybe change some of the things that need to be changed?
I think that it certainly doesn't hurt and probably helps. We bring a perspective, you know, when you talk to someone in the city or some of the very large urban areas, you know, they get concerned if they go a couple blocks without cell service. And we look at the impact of healthcare up here. We've seen many of the tragedies of lack of coverage, you know, and you transition to the impact of the struggles that our first responders are having, and how does that impact the North Country versus the city, and physician recruitment. At CVPH, we're really proud of the work we've done to stand up our first family medicine residency. And we're bringing some lessons from that to the table to say, okay, here are the things we learned, here are the things that would have helped us. And I think, yes, we do get some benefit from that.
Are you in a unique situation because you're also affiliated, CVPH is affiliated with not a hugely urban hospital, but a more urban hospital, the Champlain Valley Health Network in Burlington?
Yep. You know, I think there are a lot of unique things about our system. We're a multi-state system. We're in the process of having, at least from numbers of facilities, more facilities in New York than in Vermont. We expect around the 1st of April that Alice Hyde will officially become part of University of Vermont Health Network. And Ticonderoga, Moses Ludington, is on a later in the year process to become one of our colleagues. And so we do bring some uniqueness in that is, you know, how does, you know, if you look at our experience, everybody's concern with healthcare many times is communication. And New York and Vermont have almost opposite rules for consent of sharing health information in the health information exchanges. Don't confuse that with the insurance, but within the HICSNY world. And in Vermont, it's called VITAL. And Vermont and New York are opposite. For the staff, it's confusing. For the patients, it's incredibly confusing. So how do we bring those lessons to the table? Yes, I think that is something that helps us.
Stevens, do you have specific goals as chair of HANES for your year as chair?
I think my goal is to continue to provide examples through the district process. I think that's one of our biggest opportunities out there right now. And to move the healthcare system forward towards that improved population health. The spiral of healthcare cost that is associated with fee-for-service medicine is something that the whole system is changing. And again, huge opportunity and huge risk. And if we can navigate our way through this journey and gain as much benefit for our patients and our care providers, you've got hundreds of thousands of people who dedicate their lives to providing care for our patients. And I can't tell you what an honor it is to work with organizations like these, ours and others, in trying to help restructure it so that they can do it even better.
Stevens Mundy will serve as Haney's board chair for 1 year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.